North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 7, 2020.
The state is setting up a new relief fund with $13 million available for vulnerable populations dealing with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Charlie Baker spoke yesterday about the new fund.
And the goal here is simple, which is to create a statewide fund that can support many of the local foundations and community assets that have been serving communities and people here in Massachusetts for years and years and years, to help those who are going to have the hardest time working through and dealing with all of the economic consequence and public health consequence that's associated with this particular virus make their way through. It's launched with a $1.8 million anchor donation from Massachusetts' own 1-8 Foundation, and it's joined by several other amazing philanthropists, and will start with more than $13 million available to distribute. I do want to give a shout out to Bob Rivers and the folks at Eastern Bank. The relief fund will be powered by Eastern Bank to be a critical conduit to direct resources, as I mentioned before. They can put resources in the hands of many of the nonprofits who know these communities best and will be most able to provide people in those communities with the support that they need across the Commonwealth.
Governor Charlie Baker. Baker also addressed some small bits of data which might indicate that the data is looking a bit better in Massachusetts as time moves on. But he cautions too much optimism.
And we've said for a while that we need to do three things to reduce the rate of the growth of the spread. One, dramatically limit business activities to what we call essential businesses. Two, do everything we possibly can to encourage people to stay home and not to travel around. And number three, to engage in all the activities associated with hygiene and social distancing and disinfecting and everything else. And I do believe if you follow the trend line, right, for Massachusetts, you can see it starting to bend a little in terms of the cases. But I think we should all be very careful about drawing too many conclusions from small points of data.
Governor Charlie Baker.
United Way of Massachusetts Bay in Merrimack Valley is currently supporting nonprofit ventures in Lynn and throughout the North Shore in an effort to help those in need. Sarah Bartley, Senior Director of Community Impact, explains.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I'm happy to talk about any number of them. So, you know, I can stay in Lynn or I could talk a little bit more generally. We do have partners in lots of other cities as well, including Lawrence and Lowell and Salem. So, maybe just one in particular that would be helpful to know about is the AmeriCorps program I mentioned earlier. Our members work not only in Lynn, but also in Salem and Gloucester. They're in the public schools and they're in after-school programs and they're supporting families. And they continue to support families now, even though school is out. They continue to support families. And one kind of neat thing that's happened in recent days, so our members, while schools are closed and, you know, they're still working to support families, schools are closed. A lot of them are also supporting our 211 network. We'd love for people to know about that. So United Way also has a call center for comprehensive information and referral called 211. It's a program of your local United Way, and anyone who is looking for assistance right now or has questions related to the COVID-19 crisis can call 211 or visit mass211.org and chat to someone right on the website. They can provide comprehensive information and referral. They've been getting tens of thousands of phone calls since this started from people all over the state. Who have questions and concerns. We've put some of the top 10 questions people have been asking up on our website, but people can also call them to try to get some information that they and referral that they need. And we are keeping them up to date with which agencies, both in Lynn and beyond, have funds that we've been raising so that if there are funds at a local agency near them that they could potentially qualify for, they will refer them to those resources.
That's Sarah Bartley of the United Way of Massachusetts Bay and Merrimack Valley.
In Lynn, although schools are slated to reopen on May 4, Superintendent Dr. Patrick Tutwiler said that he does not expect the district students to return to classrooms this year. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that with the coronavirus outbreak continuing to shut down much of American life, Tutwiler and his administrative team are in the process of developing a remote learning plan that will be implemented on April 27 and extend through the end of the school year. To support that plan, the Lynn School Committee approved the superintendent's undisclosed budget transfer request last week, which will allow school administrators to purchase computers for students. Quote, the optimist sees opportunity in every difficult, said Tutwiler, quoting from former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Much more on this story by Gayla Colley in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Ita Press is reporting that two kayakers were rescued and treated for hypothermia after falling into a fast-moving river on Sunday. Police and fire officials in Topsfield said a passing motorist spotted the two kayakers in distress in the Ipswich River at around 8:30 a.m. The kayakers had been separated from their boats and were in danger of being swept away by strong currents caused by recent rains. First responders climbed down a steep rocky hillside to reach the two men and threw them ropes to pull them out of the water. The men, one from Danvers and the other from Tingsboro, were taken to the hospital for hypothermia treatment, according to officials. A third person refused transport. An officer also sustained an ankle injury.
North Shore Congressman Seth Moulton held a Facebook Live event yesterday on suicide prevention and mental health. He's also proposing legislation to establish a national 988 call center for mental health purposes. He also said in that conference call yesterday that individuals must take care of themselves in these difficult times mentally.
Consider making time in your day for that meditative moment, that chance to just check in with yourself and exercise your brain and make sure that you're ready for the traumatic experiences ahead. Because we can all get through this. We can get through it together. We can get through it by relying on one another. And we can get through it by recognizing that we have to take care of ourselves, that we have to make sure that we're in good shape for this and seek help when we need it. That's the right, the human, the natural thing to do. So,
North Shore Congressman Seth Moulton, you can hear the entire Facebook Live event on msonewsports.com.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times. The Gloucester School Committee will meet Wednesday night to discuss two things, money and leadership. The proposed school budget for fiscal 2021, which runs from this July through June 21, is $44.8 million. The budget is $1.65 million, or 3.8% more than the approved budget for fiscal 2020. During their remote meeting that is scheduled for 7 p.m., school committee members will receive a presentation on the proposed budget for Gloucester's public schools, conduct a public hearing on the presentation, and appoint members of the superintendent search committee. After a discussion with community members via the online meeting platform of Zoom, the school committee will vote on approving or not the proposed budget and submitting it to Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken and the City Council. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us today. And you can always email us with any comments, suggestions, tips, or whatever at our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com. It's Tuesday. Looks like a great day. Enjoy your day.